So a long, long time ago, in a land far, far away, there were no Democrats. There were no Republicans either. There weren't any independents. There was no Constitution, no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion. There were no First and Second Amendments, no Bill of Rights. There were not even any human rights. There was only a republic. And the republic had just given way and stood united as an empire. And now there was only an empire, the Roman Empire. And it was the greatest empire the world had ever seen, had ever known. And it ruled the world through power and military might. And the empire called this peace. And at the head of the empire was a single ruler. He bore the title of Caesar, high ruler. And this particular autocratic ruler was known as Caesar Augustus. And the emperor had his own religious following known as the cult of the emperor. They proclaimed what they called the good news. Because to them, Caesar was not just any ordinary man. He was also divine. That he himself was a god and he was a gift to mankind from the gods. And he ruled as a god so that all people everywhere would bow at his image and worship his image. Therefore, he was called the Lord of Lords. And under his rule, the empire was divided into provinces. Governors administrated these provinces. They kept the finances. They directed the soldiers. And they had the authority and the power to keep Roman rule in order. Yet within these provinces were also local kingdoms. And local kings directly ruled over the people themselves. Therefore, the emperor was also known as the King of Kings. And no one dared to challenge the might of the Roman Empire and live to tell about it. No one dared to challenge the power and the authority of the emperor and dared to tell about it. And no one dared to challenge the rule of the local kings and lived to tell about it. No one dared. No man, no woman, no child. Yet it's against the backdrop of the Roman Empire, the emperor, and the terrorizing tyrants of kings that a child is born. And this child is born in defiance of everything that the empire claims to represent and everything it claims to have power over. And this child is not born to a king or queen. He's not born in wealth or social power or privilege. Instead, he's born to a poor carpenter and his young bride from a small rural village. He's not born in a palace. He's not even born in a proper house. Instead, he's born outside, on the ground, in the dirt, with the animals, perhaps in a cave or the lower stable of a home. And there, he's placed in a feed trough. And his birth isn't celebrated by officials or magistrates or rulers. Instead, he's celebrated by shepherds. Poor, dirty, looked down upon shepherds. Oh, and he's celebrated by angels. Angels from on high, angels from heaven, angels singing Gloria, glory to God and good news to all humankind, real, true, authentic, good news to you and to me and to everyone. What's more is this child has many names, wonderful names, names of splendor, names of promise, names of power. He is called Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus, my rescuer, my savior, my redeemer. The wisdom of God, because he cannot be fooled and his wisdom confounds the wise. Word of God in the flesh, that when he speaks, things happen. The Prince of Peace, because he brings peace, not of this world, not by might or army or coercion, but heavenly peace that overcomes all our troubles, all my troubles and all your troubles. He is the mighty king, not a territorial king, not a great king, but a magnified king who conquers evil with love. And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that no earthly or spiritual ruler has authority over him. Instead, he is the one with authority over all of creation. And finally, he is fully human and fully God. He knows what it means to experience everything that we experience, that you experience, so that you know that God can relate to you. And his birth is in direct defiance of what the world thought it knew, what the world thought it could do, and what the world wanted to make out of me and you. That he would be the child and become the man, the one who would invite anyone willing to be a part of his kingdom. A citizen in his court, a part of his circle of friends, a member of his forever family, with a place in his heavenly home. And we celebrate him today, remembering and knowing that his birth stands in stark contrast to the powers and the principalities of this world. That his birth and the celebration of his birth is just as countercultural today as it was back then. Because when society or government or the world tells you to assert your rights, or to force people to do things the way you think they should be done, or the way you want them to be done, or for you to go out and buy more and make more and have more, Jesus says, wait, hold up, pause for just a moment. Because Jesus, the one who rules the host of heaven with legions of angels at his command, with a force of goodness stronger than the mightiest armor, yet who never harmed anyone, has a different message. And he's asking, what's really important? Instead of going frantic, go to the manger. Instead of losing your mind, lose the chaos. Less chaos, more Christ. Instead of doing the same old that the rest of the world is doing and wants you to participate in, do something new. Join with me, that is, join with Jesus in turning the world around and experience what it means to know true love. Moreover, Jesus' birth is a light that shines out, piercing the darkest darkness of the world, and even the darkness of our very own soul. And it fills us with good things. And his birth signifies that there is hope for the desperate, love for the outcast, joy for the sorrowful, peace for the troubled, and victory for those who have never won a good thing in their entire life. So when you go out in the evening tonight, and you go out into the darkness, you carry within you, within your heart, within your mind, within your spirit, the light of the one who makes the darkness and the daylight brighter. You carry with you the love of the one who makes the cold warmer. You carry with you the presence of the one who makes all things new and makes space for me and you and for people to be near him and loved by him. So when you go out tonight, be his presence, be his light, be his love. Because this Christmas we're celebrating homecoming. That is the experience of a home in Christ. This is what we call making life better and making you better at life through Jesus Christ. And we are invited to do this together. And here's an example of how we, how I, and how you can embody the experience of a home within Christ. This past Sunday, we celebrated what we call a blue Christmas service, and I went to the store to get some candles to make sure we had enough for the service. And as I was standing in the checkout line, there was a young mother with her daughter in the cart right in front of us, and when they finished checking out, the daughter was waving at us, waving bye. So I said bye, and the cashier waved bye, and the little girl kept waving bye. And then as they got to the door, we said, Merry Christmas. And as they got out the door, the mother picked up her daughter and stood her on the ground and pushed her cart to the side and began walking to the car. Except the little girl didn't go with mom. Instead, she turned around and looked at me. And she stuck her arms out as wide as they would go. And then she ran as fast as her feet would bring her. And she wrapped her arms around my legs and gave me the hugest hug. Little did she know how much I needed that. She welcomed me. She loved me. She didn't even know me, but her gesture showed me the presence of Christ. It was a homecoming experience. It's moments like these that we can offer that same experience to the one who's out there, to the one who's sitting next to us, to the one who is the stranger, even to the one who might be an enemy. We can offer a homecoming experience of the love of Christ. And I pray that you get that experience. And as you experience the birth of Christ again tonight, that you can experience being at home with God right here, right now. You know, in a few moments, we're going to celebrate the presence of Christ with us all together through Holy Communion. We're going to sing Silent Night, and afterwards, when everyone leaves in silence, you have the opportunity that when you go from here, wherever it is you go, whether you go to open presents, or you go to eat a feast with your friends, or you go to sit someplace in solace and comfort, may God grant you the experience of not just knowing the meaning of Christmas, but also the experience of being the meaning of Christmas. And may the experience of home, a Christmas homecoming with Christ, the presence of Christ, be there with you and fill your heart and satisfy your soul, so that you can't stay as you were when you got here. Amen?